Guys, welcome to this episode. Ready?
You got this, bro. You got this.
Guys, thank you so much. Guys, welcome to this episode. But before we get into this episode, I want to let you guys know that this video is sponsored by HelloFresh.
Fresh!
And if you don't know, now you know.
Baby.
Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this video.
You guys already know how much Sebas and I love our HelloFresh, so this is a big deal for us.
Guys, we're all super busy all the time. I'm super busy.
I'm a busy bee.
Josh is super busy. And we need something that can help us not go to the grocery store. Ain't nobody want to wait in traffic?
I'm talking about waiting on traffic.
I'm just trying to receive it here in front of my door. Cook it real quick, put on my chef hat, and let's go, my boy.
Hey, ding dong, who is it? It's HelloFresh.
Hello.
How you doing?
Come on in.
Oh, thank you. Here you go, sir.
You've got New Year's goals and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door.
HelloFresh's festive fare collection features limited time recipes made with seasonal produce and premium proteins. Guys, let's be real. We all want to save money and time this year. But did you know that HelloFresh helps you save money all year round? Question mark? In fact, HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout.
Go to HelloFresh.com and use the code LAPLATICA21
for 21 free meals plus shipping.
Come on, man. We ain't paying for shipping around
Now my earring's in the way, but I'm not going
to take it off.
Come back.
I'm going to post a story real quick.
Why does it feel like it's been a while since we've been in here?
What was the last episode?
Our brothers.
Oh, yeah.
We shot that a while ago?
No, I think it's just we waited an extra couple days.
Yeah.
Because it's Saturday today.
Oh, that's right. We waited a full week.
I'm wrong. It's not Saturday.
It's Monday. And guess what?
What?
It doesn't suck.
At all. Hashtag Mondays don't suck. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of La Platiquita.
It's a special one today.
It really is. It's a special one with someone very special that means a lot to me and my corazoncito.
I've never seen you act like this, dude. You're blushing.
Look at me.
You're
blushing.
You're all nervous.
Can you see from my tan skin?
I can see a little bit.
Caramelo skin.
Caramel.
I'm
you say caramel
olive.
Or caramel?
Caramel. I like to what say caramel.
Hold on. Caramel. Caramel.
Yeah. I like to say caramel. It sounds more fancy.
Caramel. I think caramel Carmel. Sounds more fancy.
Caramel. Yeah. Anyways, welcome to La Platica. If you're new here, subscribe to our channel. Right, Josh?
Yes, sir. Make sure to hit that
subscribe
button.
To our channel. Make sure to like this video. And don't leave a comment yet, because during the podcast, we'll ask you guys a couple questions.
We'll
hit you something real nice. Oh, welcome to episode, Josh, 72 or 73?
73.
73, my boy. Welcome to 2023.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Right? You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or here on the wonderful world of YouTube, where you can see our cute little faces and beautiful teeth.
Everybody smile. Everybody say cheese.
Anyway, we have someone so special today. My fiance, Karen, a.k.a. I Love Sarai, a.k.a. Hello. The queen.
The queen herself.
The IG baddie. She's back.
You're making me nervous.
Since when was the last time you were on?
It's been a long time. I want to say, like, even before you guys officially started doing it together,
yes.
I still really wasn't on.
Yeah.
So it's been like about a year almost. Someone go look. You'll find it in there.
Yeah. I want to say it's been at least like 8 months or so since you've been on.
Definitely.
Yeah. You good, Bubby? Are you doing some like futuristic shit, or what's going on over here?
The focus.
Oh, autofocus.
Oh, it's there you go. I'm good now. Yeah, sorry.
Do you normally do autofocus?
Yeah, it just tracks our faces.
Yeah.
It tracks your eye, actually. You know why yours tracks your eye only? You notice that it's only Karen's face and then my face, but it tracks your actual eyeball. You see it? Look.
Yeah, I can see it.
Why is that?
You see how it's on your eye?
Oh, other eye.
Yeah, because...
How do I wink my other eye? Wait, what eye is it? Oh, is it this eye?
Yeah, no. Let me see it again.
Why is that so hard to do?
So the only reason why it actually tracks your eye... Sorry, guys. You guys, I'm geeking out.
What a nerd.
It's because this lens is more high-tech than the rest of them. This
gotcha.
Is a 50mm RF lens.
Wow.
State of the art.
Of course.
You can't even get at an Area 51.
People try. They can't.
I don't even think the Pentagon the Pentagon has this lens.
They don't have it.
Anyways.
We got it, though.
Yes, but thank you, babe, for coming. You were very highly requested.
Every episode you get requested. I'm not even
really?
Joking. Every single episode. Yeah. There's a comment
Maybe
about
I should start
you.
My own plática.
Yeah.
Easy now. Easy now. Pump the brakes.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Just be on ours. Just be on ours.
Yeah, just be on ours.
I'm honored to be here. It's exciting to be back. It's been a while.
I love that. Am I good?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Much better. Very excited to be here. It's been a long time, and I tune in every Monday, occasionally Thursdays. Occasionally. But I tune in and I enjoy this bond you guys have. I enjoy all the pláticas, the guests. It's been good.
Are you proud of us?
Very, very proud.
A lot of the questions that we
we're
like asking, like, Karen, are you proud of them? Like,
oh my gosh, yes. I actually always tell them, because you'll tell me like stuff he's doing or whatever you guys are working on, even like sponsorships, and I'm like, hell yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. Like, I get super pumped for him. And more because I feel like you coming on with him got him really excited to like do this and like not take breaks anymore. Not take breaks anymore and really like go hard with it.
Yeah.
So it's been like a good duo. You guys are definitely a good pair together.
Yeah.
Dynamic duo.
Absolutely.
This is a trifecta right here, though.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
This is like OG
this
stuff.
This is OG shit right here.
Yeah.
This is like us 2020.
Yeah.
The last time I was driving over here and I asked her, I was like, hey, when's the last time you were here? And she goes, I think before Josh was, you know, officially on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, because you helped me paint it, remember? You helped me paint the room.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think we did one more episode with Josh. Yeah. And then that's it. Yeah. She hasn't been here in 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. She walked in and she's like...
It's a little stale in here.
Is it? It might be.
If she thinks that all of our guests probably think that, damn, I got the candle rolling though. Come on.
We're trying here. We're
smells
trying
a little
here.
Better, but I came in and I immediately looked under the table. And
don't
like,
look under the table. Whatever you do not look under the table.
So I've never said this.
There's secrets under this table.
Oh, 100%.
It looks like a party's been going on.
There's a lot of
party,
gum.
A lot of party.
And gum.
And tequila.
Do you have any gum? Do you have any gum?
I do. Do you want some?
I know. No, chew for a little bit. And then I think she's got to put it into the table too. It's only
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, not like you have to, your gum that's in your mouth.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying for her to chew a little bit.
Yeah, like enjoy it first.
Okay. Right.
But whenever you want to spit it out.
Let us know.
Let us know. Give it to me. Nice and juicy. And I'll put it down there. Okay. Yeah.
Nice and juicy.
Are you good right there? You want to get a little closer to me?
No, I'm good. I'm like, I don't know why I feel nervous. It's just been a while, I guess.
Are you nervous? Why?
A little bit. I don't know what you guys are going to ask me.
Oh, we're going to ask you questions, girl.
No, I'm just...
It's not going to be nothing crazy.
Okay.
At all. I'm not going to do you dirty like that. Dun. We never do anybody dirty like that.
No, never.
No, right? I'm not that. I'm just like, I don't know. Because I was like, what are the questions looking like? You posted yesterday.
We got a lot of questions.
And he said, crazy I'm not amount. Telling you. You're going to find out tomorrow. So yeah. I said, okay.
But no, you know, the thing that I always tell people about Karen and like the people that her family that follows her and like family as in like social media family.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are so respectful. Like everybody that like follows Karen hella respects Karen.
Yeah.
There's no like, I never saw one question that was like trying to disrespect. They're like trying to get dirty or like trying to like say anything like, you know, trying to get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Nothing.
No.
It's always very respectful with
Karen. I just get scared with your guys' questions because I'm like, what are you guys going to throw in there? am I going to have to answer some funny ass shit?
One thing was really cool because obviously like we haven't done this where we ask people like what they have questions for you. So I got to kind of see the back end on how people perceive you guys and the relationship and stuff like that. A lot of people would admire you, Karen.
Aww.
Like you are really, I don't know, like a role model for people. And it was just really cool to see
that's
that.
Cool.
And a lot of it was just like love, just like people saying that they love you and they they're just excited that you're being
love
on,
to hear
on the
that.
Podcast.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
A lot of questions were about the
wait, before we start, wait, before, hold
no,
on.
No.
Are we going to do a shot?
No. Honestly, I didn't think she was going to be down, but you already know me.
Fucked up that you asked every guest to have a shot and not me.
You can't say that 7 minutes in. You don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, I take it back.
Plus, I got the burrito right here.
Is it ready?
It's ready to go, my
Did you pour it up? Did you pour up the 70 in that? You did not.
No, not yet. I was going to tell Karen, what are your thoughts on...
I didn't understand what you said. I was like, sorry.
Duh.
We're not even saying real words anymore, bro.
What are your thoughts on my?
What do you mean thoughts? Like what I think about him?
Like are you saying it?
No, the actual word.
Wait, what?
The actual my word.
Oh, I think
not my. I'm talking about my mom.
It's like one of my thoughts, and I'm like, he's cool, I guess.
Oh, no, not Susan.
That's why I was like, what are you asking me? I'm not sure.
Cute. Real cute.
That word.
The word, my
okay. I like it. It's cool. It's your guys' thing. Sometimes you guys are, the way you all say it is a little interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one time she was watching a podcast, and I was like, I hit a nasty one. I had, like, not like in front of her, like on the video.
I don't know
what episode it was.
You were on fire.
I had a stupid nasty.
That's like, a rarity. Like when those come, they come. Yeah. They're
and
rare.
She saw it. She goes, don't ever say that again. Like, don't be cringy. I was like, what?
No, it was really like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like.
Also moaning.
No, but kinda. The thing is, yeah. Sometimes you guys will say it, and then you're like competing who says it better. And then yeah. It could be a little much, but I'm like, much.
There's stages much. To my boy.
Right. Yeah. That's how it started
off. Casual. My boy.
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah.
And then.
I can't even say my boy anymore.
Immediately it went to my ba. No, it went to my.
My ba.
Yeah, my ba.
And then.
And then it goes to my ba. And then literally, like, the most ultimate one is like, chala.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite one, bro.
It just goes
that's
stupider final four. And stupider and stupider. But yeah, I kid you not, verbatim, I was going to say this.
Verbatim.
I was going to say, I know we're like eating clean right now. Yeah. And like, by the way, round of applause for us.
Week one.
You guys have been on it?
Complete.
Yeah, not week you.
One. Not me. I'm not bad. I haven't like.
You're never bad though.
I'm never super bad.
All you do is eat the same shit every day. Fresh grill.
Fresh grill.
But
Waba flame boiler.
That's all he eats. It.
So for anyone who maybe doesn't know this, you started eating clean like last year or so. We went strong, both of us. Everything was going good. And then right around end of summer, leading into, I guess, like fall, October, all that time, we just didn't give a fuck anymore. We're done, not eating this. I didn't even move my body. I think I moved my body like 5 times in like 6 months. We just lived life.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box, Chick-fil-A. We were just doing it all. And you
gotta
no regrets.
Yeah,
no regrets.
You got to do it. Because it honestly, I feel like it encourages you more. Like now that you guys are on, like you guys are just more locked in.
Yeah, because we have a reason now to like get in really good shape.
Yeah, exactly.
But this week I felt was pretty easy. I was like.
Week one?
We're good. Yeah. I mean, I did go out one night and I said I was having 2 shots. I didn't even tell you. I told Ashley, I was like, I'm going to have 2 shots today. I'm good at 2 shots and just like water on the side.
Yeah.
And then like 2 shots in, I was like, maybe I could do 5. I think 5 is.
5?
Yeah, when she got home, I was like, you didn't have 2 shots.
It's like, yeah,
but, yeah, but when I come back from La Platica, she goes, did you drink? I was like, yeah, I had a couple.
A couple?
Like 6. And she goes, how many? I was like, that's like 2. And then she'll watch it later. I'm like, yeah, I wasn't 2. Okay, so you pulled a you on me and a me on you.
The thing is that when he comes home, he reeks. Like,
really?
I feel like I could smell it.
You know, some people have, really have good that nose. Power.
Yeah.
Her nose is ridiculous.
And he can just walk in the room.
Like 2 months.
I mean,
bro.
I walked in and I was like,
you were drinking.
It's honestly just as good as a dog's nose.
That's true.
It's just as good as a dog's nose.
Damn.
I can smell anything. So I'm always like,
even bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she could.
She can smell bullshit.
Yeah. So yeah, she came back and I was like, you didn't have only 2 shots, but cool, living life. Like, it's cool.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say is like, yeah, we stopped like in October, like eating clean and stuff. I mean, we still kind of ate clean, but like we obviously ate really bad too.
We're door dashing every day.
Super enjoyed ourselves. But that's the thing. I told myself, I was like, rewind. No F words.
You can't say F words? Oh, that's right.
We can say it.
Fuck.
Not that much, though. Okay.
Just little fucks, not big fucks. I'm just saying, like, little fucks.
Say ducks.
Little ducks. Little not ducks. Big ducks.
Yeah, like duck. When I started it last year, and I felt like I've told the whole world because I keep repeating myself. I feel like I am. I started in late August of last year when I lost a lot of weight. And then, well, let's just say September 1st. And then I was clean for the whole, like every month towards Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
You know?
He wouldn't break. I couldn't even get him to take a bite of something.
So this year,
dedicated.
Yeah, super. And then this year coming around, well, like these holidays, I was like, I'm never going to live my life like that anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no way I'm not going to, like October, November, December, throughout my life have been the coolest months ever because there's always shit going on. There's always family time and there's always like really cool events and really cool parties and really cool family function, just everything. Christmas.
We had a lot of weddings.
Halloween.
This year,
yeah, weddings. Like everything is always like, you know, like there's no way I'm ever gonna like limit myself during the holidays. And that goes for next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe like after New Year's and things like that, I think it's cool to get back on track. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you guys have a big year. So oh, you guys need to be looking snatch.
Yeah, we do have a big year.
We both have a bachelor trip to go
in February.
And then
And then we have our own bachelor and bachelorette party in May. And then we have the wedding. And then I have my bridal shower. So there's like a lot going on that like I have a reason to now be healthier. But I was telling Sebastian today, I was like, I feel better today. Like I felt like my inflammation's going down.
Yeah.
Cause you guys, the egg rolls from Jack in the Box were hidden in my house. Like every single, like every other day I kept ordering Jack in the Box.
Wow. Don't do you know the secret sauce? No. What's your order? What's your Jack in the Box order?
Oh my, it's so stupid, but it's so good. It's two tacos.
Okay.
Lots of ranch.
Okay.
Curly fries.
Love it.
Egg rolls.
Yeah.
And then some, occasionally an Oreo shake.
Ooh, okay. No burger.
I know him.
What's his?
No. His is, Junior bacon cheeseburger number 6. And then he'll get another burger. I think it's the jumbo jack or just like one of like the little sandwiches, and he'll put a taco in the middle of it.
I still haven't done that yet.
So good.
He'll do that. Lots of ranch, lots of like sauces on the side.
Yep.
Lots of ranch.
Gotta do
like, I've told you before, I look at them
straight. Drench your body in ranch.
In their eye sockets, and I say, give me all your ranch. I don't care if you get in trouble. Get fired. Give me all your buttermilk ranch.
Yeah.
Jack said so.
Jack.
Occasionally he'll get fries, but it's usually like that.
Yeah.
Curly fries.
Set a little order.
If you get regular fries at Jack, you cannot be trusted.
Is that the last of that, dude?
That's the last of the mandala, homie.
Do we have another bottle?
Oh, shit.
Is there?
Yeah, the spiky one.
Oh, yeah. Your feet. Did we killed this whole bottle?
I did not know we did that.
Yeah.
You know why
a brand new bottle.
I was editing the video, and ducking Brandon. He
killed it.
He opened it and he put maybe like 3 shots pouring in his coffee. You didn't see that?
Starting the episode?
No, in between.
Oh my god!
Wow,
savage!
What a man!
Yeah, no, it kind of turned me on. Goals. Where's your cup at?
You can just grab one of these.
But yeah, so anyways, the diet. I didn't think you wanted to take a shot either.
I'm actually surprised. That's why.
I was going to ask you, but I didn't think you wanted to drink. You know, I respect you.
I didn't want to, actually.
We had a lot of people requesting two shot Karen.
I know this warms me up.
Get you going.
And it's.
And I like two shot
1 o'clock.
Karen.
I think it's good. So.
I like two shot Karen.
Do you? She's a little wild. Naked. She's a little freaky.
Naked.
I'm right here, guys. Right here. It's all yours.
Don't tell me what.
God, I'm single.
But yes.
Hey, but
so single.
Honestly, like 13 years together, we're still attracted to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing.
She gets sexier every year. And I mean, look at me. I don't even have to say anything.
You gotta say nothing. Hey, cheers, y'all.
Cheers. Are these washed? I hope so.
Don't ask those kind of questions.
I know. You just go with the flow,
okay,
girl.
Okay, can I get a Z?
Yeah, like, just know that even if that wasn't washed, that was mine, though.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Just don't put that in there, then. Let me ask you.
There's no edits.
There's no edits.
What
it's
the fuck?
Raw.
Duck.
What do you mean, duck? Oh.
You want a Coke Zero?
Where are you going?
You want a Coke Z, my boy?
I'll do a Dr. Pepper. I had one of those in a while.
There's no DPZs anymore.
Okay. I'll do a Coke Zero.
We got to restock on the DPZs. You want somebody?
Wait, I see a DPZ on the far right. Was that already open?
Yeah,
you gave me a happy. It's all good.
I was going to get you a Coke Zero.
Here, switch me.
No.
No, just switch me. It's a different tequila. That's disgusting.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to try this one, though?
No, I want the big one.
The mandala's
good,
though.
The mandala's pretty good, Karen.
Mandala tastes, it's sweet.
Oh, it's sweet, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, my phone keeps going off. I don't know.
Put the phone on silent.
Ya lo puse.
Thank you, sir. Dang. Open the Coke Z from Mahina?
Wow.
What a gentleman. Thank you. Thank you, Josh.
The combination of coffee and tequila together. I'm excited to see what happens to my stomach.
Okay, Karen, to you being on the number one Latino podcast in the world, just so you know, we never said that. And thank you for coming. I know you have a busy schedule. I know that back at home, it's busy. You made time for the number one Latino podcast in the world. But just so you know, we never said that. And thanks for being here. And you look great. Thank you for dressing. You know, you always dress really nice. But thank you for... Anyways.
What a beautiful touch.
He licked my ass in my pants today. So.
And, cheers, bro. And to a beautiful year with beautiful family and friends and prosperity and charity. To our wedding.
To our wedding. Wedding.
Charity.
Love you, Bobby. Toast. Love you, guys.
Y la que no es puta, no disfruta.
That was good.
Yeah, that's good.
1800, my boy.
It's not bad. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
But yes, Karen, we actually have a couple questions for you today.
What's cracking?
This episode is going to be more like about you.
It's all you.
Normally we have a like last time I think you were on, we did This Is 30. Mm-hmm. When we talked about being 30 years old. Remember?
Oh, that's right. That was
a good episode. That was a really cool episode. Yeah. I was actually going to bring that up because, you know, when you said like, we're still attracted to each other. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, yeah, like I feel like I'm at my peak.
Yeah.
And you're at your peak. Well, actually, no, you're probably... Our peak is gonna last a while.
Yeah. It's a long peak.
I'm still peaking over
but
here.
But for everybody at home, I feel like when you're 30 years old, and then like 30 to 35, 40, let's just say 30 to 40, that's like, I feel like the most coolest time ever. Yeah.
30 and thriving.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like I get wiser. I feel like
people don't really know who they are until they're 30.
Yeah.
When you're 20, you're still figuring it out. You're still kind of all over the place. Even if you like got it together somewhat, you still don't know who you are. You change. People change. So,
and statistically, 30, Well, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say statistically, when you're 30, 40, the people around you are the people that are meant to be around you.
Mm. Period.
Yeah.
Per.
Do people still dab?
You know, yeah.
Ish. You do.
You do, yeah. You dabbed yesterday randomly when we were just all in the hallway. Oh, and someone's just like dabs and we're like, okay, moving on. But yeah, I agree. I went on a little walk yesterday and I was like thinking about...
Wait, what? No. A bachelor?
Something like that. I just like to, you know what I mean? Just
walk?
He's getting soak it in, baby.
Where'd you walk in? That you didn't have no gas?
No. I was trying to go to the gym, but the gym was closed because I was going to go to the gym like at 10 and the gym was like closed up. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to go for a walk.
It was closed.
Just to be active. But I was just thinking about like, how I was in my 20s. It's like crazy how much you evolve. Like, you don't just really like taking a moment to like look back and seeing how your life has changed and how much you've grown as a person. It's wild. Like, you don't really think you do until you really kind of sit in it and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But I love being 30. Love it.
Me too. I think I started to enjoy life right around like 27, 28.
Me too.
And then going to my 30s, I was so excited. But I do remember when I turned 25, I think I told the story before, I had like a meltdown where I was like, I'm 25, I'm halfway to 30. What the duck?
Yeah.
Like, what? And like, what is life? I kind of got scared at that age, just feeling like time's running out.
Yeah.
And feeling like I don't have my life together. I still live at home. There was just all this like confusion. And yeah, right around like 27, 28, I started to like enjoy my life a little more. Things were getting different. And then 30 was
just
chef's kiss. It was great. Great 30 birthday. And it's been good ever since. And I feel like now I'm entering a new phase of my life where I'm about to be a wife.
Mm.
I want kids. Like, we're ready.
So does Sebas.
Period.
Yeah. He's you guys, around this time next year, I may be pregnant, so.
Wow.
I swear.
Next time she's on the potty, she's just pregnant.
I'm gonna try my best.
I need you here, champ. You gotta deliver, baby. I'm ready to be a Theo.
Hopefully I work.
We had this conversation last time, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah,
it's an interesting conversation.
It's something I think about.
Yeah, because you guys-
Are you thinking about what I'm thinking about?
Yeah,
What is it?
Well, I mean, she hasn't been pregnant in 13 years.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. Ever.
In her life.
Not 13 years, unless I don't know about another kid that she had 13 years ago.
Yeah, prior.
Oh, no. Don't say that. You don't say that. It's something I think about. I don't know if you think about it, but like I think about it.
More now than
ever. Because I've had... I'm pull out king and I have safe sex.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So I've never really tried to... I never have done that.
Yeah.
I've never... I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
You know? Mix ingredients.
Go for the gold.
Yeah, mix ingredients together. I've never done that. So I don't... I'm actually excited to see what's going to happen. I hope that everything happens nice and you know how it should. Yeah. But I don't know because I've never tried it. So it's something I'm really... I continue to think about. Yeah, and I think the girl thinks about that too because she's never... You know, obviously she's never done it.
I think for me, growing up, I've always wanted to be a mom. Mm-hmm. And then there was a point in my life that I really wasn't interested anymore.
Really?
I think I had like passed a certain age and I felt like it wasn't going to happen between us. And then I was like, you know what? We're just career focused right now. It's not on our mind. And then we just both kind of like didn't think about it. And he's always wanted kids. I was always the one that was like, yes. And then there was a moment that I said, you know what? Maybe it's just not for me. And then now that we're getting married, I'm like, okay, I want this. Like, yeah. I'm ready for this new chapter of my life. I'm like so excited. Mommy content.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
I'll still be a makeup girly.
I think you guys are going to be great parents. I think you guys are going to be amazing parents.
Yeah. I think we are too. He's really good with like my nieces and nephews and kids. And
family. And,
I feel like I'm really good with kids.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it in us.
Do you guys want, I know Sebas talks about like wanting kids, like going for it immediately. Are you kind of on the same boat? Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like at this point we've been together for so many, we just hit 13 years.
Yeah.
Let's take another shot for that one.
I'm down. I'm kind of shocked right now. Dude.
No, do you know the legend and the tales of Two Shot Karen?
I've only heard, I've never witnessed experienced.
The last time I got really lit on my YouTube video, my hair was in the same exact style and I'm a little scared right now.
Wait.
Oh shit.
Did it change after
when she does her hair, she goes like this. Too shocking.
Oh.
No. Right now for another one.
Game
and then
time,
I'm done.
Baby.
Two shots of IMAX today.
One more. Yes. I think that I want to
laugh.
I want to try to mix ingredients.
Uh-huh.
Like when we go to our honeymoon.
Yeah. Which is immediately after the wedding. Wow. Very excited.
Do you guys know where you guys are going? Has this been?
You know what? I thought about it. I haven't told him yet, but we're just going to buy a one-way ticket to Europe and figure it out.
Ooh, I love that.
Like, well, not figure it out. Like, have it planned out, but one-way ticket, and we're not coming back until we are
ready to come back, yeah.
Because I don't want to limit myself. Like, okay, we have just 1 week out here, 2 weeks out here, or what if I want to stay out there for 3 weeks? What if we end up going, you know, hopping from, I don't know, Paris to Italy, and then we go to Spain? Like, what if we decided we want to stay a little longer?
Yeah.
So. We're just going to live our best lives and enjoy it because...
We're going to have to pre-record a lot. That's all I'm thinking about.
Me too. I literally was like, damn.
Pre-record like 8 episodes just
honestly,
in case.
Honestly, the whole...
I'm like, damn, you're going to have to come with us, Josh.
Just for the podcast.
Honestly, the whole month of June, well, I feel like he's going to technically be off. Not really, but just pre-recording.
Yeah, okay. Bet. Okay.
Twice a week.
Yeah. We can do that. We can do that.
Yeah. Come on, Big Cheers, Dak. Y'all.
It's Two Shot Karen. Full effect.
Come on, Big Dak.
Come on, big man.
Cheers, babe. Oh, shit. Get this.
Oh, my God.
How you like our burrito?
You can't do this without, like, tequila, a podcast.
Nah.
You're telling me? I don't think there's been a potty waddy too hotty that I don't drink tequila. We literally always have a shot.
Technically, this was our first week eating clean, so I guess this week doesn't really count because we were, like, introducing healthy food again.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always drink on every podcast. I just want to admit that.
Okay.
Even,
I know this.
Even when we don't show it, we at least take one shot before, right? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we're like extremely hungover. It's very rare that we come in extremely hungover. And then before the podcast, we have to drink a lot so we don't feel hungover.
So we just feel like leveled.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do this sober, honestly. I mean, look, I was a little shy when I got here, and now I'm like...
No, you can definitely do it sober, Karen.
No, I know you can. I don't even like to drink that much. I don't.
I like how Sebas' face
Karen,
didn't move, just his eyes. Hey, he was just like...
I don't like to drink that much, but then, again, everybody on social media calls me Two Shot Karen. I have a nickname. How did that even, like... come about again? Two Shot
during
Karen?
During the pandemic, we were...
Because I started calling you Two Shot Karen.
Because we were doing cooking videos during the pandemic.
Oh, I know why.
And we would take shots to warm up, and it would take me 2 shots to get, like...
going.
Full.
Yeah.
100%. Like, wild. And then there was one episode that... the one where I had my hair like this. The flower... well, not the flower, sorry. The strawberry making
chocolate
Valentine's.
What are they called?
I'm going to go ahead and link myself down below and link that video because it is like the funniest video. I don't think I've ever watched it again because I was so embarrassed that.
I had to convince her to post it.
Why?
I didn't want to post it.
She was ducking faded, dude.
Trash. Bad.
Bro,
I didn't even watch this.
I don't think anyone knows this part other than like telling it on stories. But for anyone who watches that video, you guys, the level of drunk that I was. I don't think I've ever been that drunk on a video, at least. In person, yes. But like, on a video, no. Yeah. And I was making strawberry flower bouquets for like Valentine's Day. And the thing is, you have to let them sit in the fridge or freezer for 45 minutes. So we were already pretty lit. I was drinking wine to start with, and then we took two or three shots in between. We let it pretty much get frozen or whatever it's called. And then in that 45 minutes, a lot happened. Millie was there like filming us, and she started taking shots with me.
We got ducking faded, bro.
You too?
Yeah, but like not like her.
Gotcha.
No, but he goes 45 minutes in. He says, "Karen, you have to finish this video. You know that, right?"
Yeah, and she forgot about it.
She was moving on with her life.
She didn't remember. She was just waiting for her chocolate bouquet.
I was like, what?
He goes, "Oh, what video?" So like, Two Shot Karen came about because we started doing these like really fun cooking pandemic videos, but like not pandemic videos, but like cooking
videos.
It was
during the pandemic.
And we drink and we talk and we do really fun videos with like crazy recipes. Like the best one was like the maruchan, the cup noodles with the carne asada and shit. Oh, it was bomb. And we used to drink it. That would be really funny videos and I would edit them really nicely. Oh my God.
To be honest, it was like a lot of my subscribers told me, they thank me until this day for those videos because they're like, they got me through hard times and made the time pass by for us. We would rewatch them. So as much as it made them happy, it made us happy at home creating it because we were also like going through it with everyone. Absolutely. And a part of me, I was like, I don't want to do my makeup. I don't know what to be excited about right now. Like it's a scary time in life. But at the same time, I was like, we're going to do our best. So we were doing our best to just create fun content that was different and unique. And we're just like everyday people. We are not the best chefs. So we did our best and had a good time. And we would just get drunk.
I remember watching those videos. Those videos were really fun to watch.
Yeah, they were cool. And they were fun to edit.
Yeah.
Super.
But yes, the name came about because she was like, do the intro today. And I would do the intro. And I'm like, hey, welcome everybody to Cooking with Two Shot Karen. So, you know, and people who
I'm
knew.
That's the chef.
Yeah. And I'm the assistant chef. And so everybody like caught on and people were calling her Two Shot Karen because every time Two Shot Karen makes an appearance, it's a great appearance and it's a good time, good vibes and things like that. But so it's Two Shot Karen because all she needs is two shots.
Activated.
And she's
go time.
I'm activated.
She's like a jumper when you first turn on, and then a little silver tooth kid turns it off.
You're the silver tooth kid.
I used to be. No, Brandon is.
Brandon is for sure.
You know what's funny though? Sure. What's kind of cool about creating that on YouTube is when I meet my subscribers out at a club or whatever, they'll always buy me a shot. I'm like, damn, I'm like 40 in, like I cannot, like, not 40, just kidding. I meant like
40 shot can.
I meant like two are already and my system are three and like I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're like, come on, two shot Karen. And I'm like, I already had a lot, but okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sometimes we're like at restaurants and like a lot of you guys back at home, like you guys will see us and you guys give us a drink or a shot. And then like we're trying to like not drink that day or things like that. And then, you know, we look at each other like this and we're like, we did it to ourselves. You know?
Nobody will blame you guys.
Yeah. It's so fun.
But at the end of the day, like we can't complain.
Yeah.
It's an amazing feeling. Yeah. You know how it is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love it.
So we're about to get into these questions that people
Is it question time?
It's definitely question time.
Karen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
People want to know.
Two shots flowing.
You want another shot? Just to like
No, I'll wait a little bit.
Are you not activated?
I'm activated, but I'm scared I'm going to be too activated and slurring. So let me wait a little bit.
You think so? That's good right there.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's good right there, baby.
Yeah. I'll wait a little bit. Pace myself.
Okay. Whatever you want, okay?
Okay, baby.
I saw that you cleaned your ring today.
I did.
You did, huh?
So you got it all shiny.
Still broke.
Stupid.
Still broke from that. All right. People want to know, Karen. They're very interested, Karen.
They want to know, Karen.
Karen!
Karen!
Tell us about your first collab ever.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm telling you right now, La Platica fam always got the best questions.
Oh, yeah.
My first collab was. Hold on. You know what? There was one collab that maybe a lot of people don't know about, and it was with the brand called Girlactic.
I remember Girlactic.
You took my photo.
Yeah.
I created a lip color with her. This was in 2015 or 16.
Oh, wow.
We had lived in downtown LA. We took a photo in our den that we had there, and that was my first ever collab, and it got me interested into like creating more with brands.
Yeah.
And that was one that was like so It was a smaller brand. And at the time, I think I had like a pretty good following, but not a lot of people knew about it because it wasn't like a big brand where it got out to everybody, but it was my first time ever creating something. And I was so excited about it. And I was thrilled to like put my name on a product and a color. And that right there, like inspired me to want to do another collab.
Yeah.
And then after that collab, one or two collabs.
Whatever you
go
want, baby.
Go into the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on. This is your episode.
So for anyone who doesn't know, that was my first one. But okay. The major first one was with ColourPop.
Oh.
And that's the one in, I believe it was in 2016 as well. And that was the first time I ever had worked with like a brand that big on that scale. And I created a palette.
Wow.
Three lip colors.
Oh, shit.
Lip liners that went viral. Oh, like wow. It was a moment. Sick. It was a moment. Yes.
Was it one of those moments where you felt like you were like, okay, I'm doing something here. Just something's happening in my life. Yeah. There's a shift. There's a major shift here.
That one was like major the one shift. That like major inspired shift. Me. And you know what it was? Seeing people having my product, even at meet and greets, bringing the product for me to sign. Whoa. I was like, what the hell? I get like imposter syndrome because I'm like, no, like I'm not anybody. Like I try to downplay myself, but I'm like, no. I worked so hard for that collab and I worked so hard for everything. So fuck yes.
Yeah. I think there's a difference between like having imposter syndrome and being like, I don't know, I guess like not embarrassed by the situation, because like you want to be able to be honest with yourself. Like, yo, I'm doing something, but you still want to remain that humble. Humility. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I never want to be like, yes. Or oh, I can't right now. Like I will never ever be like that. But that collab made me feel like I was important and I was somebody, like someone just outside of social media. And I remember like when that launched, I couldn't believe how beautiful the packaging was. It was definitely a different experience because the first one was like intro into that world of collabs. And I was like, wow, this is so cool and so unique. And it was such an honor to work with Girlactic, and she's still thriving. If you guys haven't checked her products out, she's amazing. That's amazing lip products. But then working into ColourPop after that, I landed like a few more deals with them, like another collab and another one. And Arriba, I know you girls have Arriba. That was the best red lipstick till this day.
I thought she was just saying Arriba. No. I was like, oh, that's a, I was like, Arriba. I was like, hell yeah.
Take a shot.
Arriba, amigo.
Take a shot.
Take a shot for that.
I'll take a shot, man.
Let's take a shot. Let's take a shot.
He needs a shot for that one for not knowing what Arriba
is. Yeah, no. And not only that, but it was such a fun process. And I think the girls that were associated with ColourPop at that time.
Jordan and Sharon.
Amazing people. Actually, they would be really good to be
okay,
on the podcast.
Okay, so Jordan and Sharon,
they're super.
They ran ColourPop and they ran that brand. They now own Insert Name Hair. Have you heard of them?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I wouldn't think you never know. It's a hair extension company, but they have everything. And these girls are so, I mean, intelligent when it comes to marketing, social media, branding. Like I would hire them. If I had a brand, I would hire them as like a outsider to help me with insights.
Yeah, does creatives that make sense? And stuff. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Driven.
Yeah. You guys need them on here.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Jordan.
Driven.
Swearing my words already.
Yeah. What's one thing that somebody wants to do in their life? Get driven. And they are driven.
Driven around. Driven around.
Yeah. Hey, this is the homie. He drivens me.
Stupid.
No, yeah, but like they made the process.
Two shots of us?
I know, right? Lightweight seven.
He driven me. You're faded already, dude.
You think two shots tickle me?
Do another one.
I think they tickle your pickle, bro.
Once again, I need a horse tranquilizer to catch somewhat of a buzz. Gosh.
Yeah, but anyways, the collab was
anyways.
Dismissed.
The collab was extremely like inspiring.
It was.
And gave me like motivation, and when they approached me with another collab, I'm like, wow, the first one did so good, this next one's gonna do even better. And then just kept doing so good, and then it landed me another opportunity with another brand, and you know,
just just continued.
Pretty cool.
Crazy.
That's really cool. That is I had so much fun like helping you out with that too,
and Sebas was always there for me, taking photos, supporting me. Many don't know this, but he stopped his own career to help me.
Oh wow.
What was my career before?
Hair.
The best in the game, my boy.
Oh, that's how you guys met
each
other.
That's how we met.
Oh my God. Oh, Jesus, I forgot about that.
The best in the game.
I lived in downtown.
Yeah, I met you guys when
away
you, like,
from us.
I think that's when you were doing the ColourPop.
Yeah, do they know this. You guys go back?
Oh, we go back.
No,
they know.
They know. They know.
They know. Write down the comments down below. Hashtag they know, they know. They
can we know. Do you think you can still cut, bro? You think you still, you think, okay, let me, yes. let me rephrase that.
Absolutely.
You can probably still cut, but you think you're just as nice.
You literally have the balls to tell me that right now?
Okay, let's do an episode where you cut my hair then.
No, I think Sebas is so talented. Let's He's a man of all trades.
Easy.
He can do anything.
He can't. Honestly, I get very impressed by him.
Me too. I'm like.
And I know everybody.
One thing he underestimates about himself is his memory and his mind. Like, I'll tell him, like, yo, I'm going here. He's like, oh, you got to make sure you go here, here. He's so, like, detailed and remembers everything when it comes to, like, locations and restaurants.
He really does.
Everything. It just blows my mind.
I'm Saf.
You're what?
Saf. Sick ass fool.
Oh, got it.
But no, he does. I feel like he would still know how to cut your hair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, like, sick?
Sick.
I don't know.
The fact that you even said that.
I don't know if you're Saf, bro.
What is it? Wait, what is it? Time mark this if you want to see that. Go down over
there. Oh, yeah. Kind of turning me on right now. Giving me a little.
Right here, guys. Right here.
Giving me a little yushi.
So stupid.
Yeah, I think I could. Yeah, of course I can.
All right, I have a question. Of course I can. I have a question for Karen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you have some too.
We're going to make that happen. We're going to make that happen.
We should do that, actually.
Let's do it, bro.
That'll be fun. But,
hey, that camera's dying.
Oh, now it really is, bro. I thought you had batteries, fool.
Yeah, I didn't change it.
No, you didn't change the batteries. Should we go on a break?
Two shots of us.
I think we should go on the break.
Let's go on a break.
Yeah.
Shot time.
We'll be right back.
Shot clock.
Can we all dab it in 3, 2, 1?
1, 2, 3.
Faded. Faded. We have dinner later.
I'm not going.
So let's get this going.
And I thought it was so funny because I'm like, they have
just
no
so idea. Random. Just like us arguing and he's in a Woody costume about his height.
It was like, yeah, I get you guys are talking about his height, but have you guys noticed he's wearing a Woody outfit?
Okay, I have something, like, I have something to say about the 5'11
okay.
situation.
5'11 what?
As a girl who's 5'3, I'm a shorty, okay?
That was actually one of the questions.
Okay, I'm a shorty. I'm 5'3.
You think that's short?
Hell yeah. But with heels... Certain heels, yeah. I can sometimes be like 5'6". Angles make me look 5'7", 5'8". People always think I'm really tall. People sometimes come up to me and they go, wow, you're really short. I know. And I'm always like,
thanks.
I always say, so are you. We're twinsies. Yeah, because that's rude. But you know.
That is rude.
It is what it is. Yeah. Can we normalize being short? Like, I honestly. Think it's fine.
Yeah.
Can we please normalize if you're short? And please
it is
not,
normal.
Do not call somebody out if they're short or if they're really tall. Don't say, you are so tall.
Yeah.
You are so short. I think it's, I don't know. It's a little insecurity.
Gotcha. It's like unnecessary.
Yeah, especially when I'm like with Sebas's family. Everyone's tall and I'm just like, damn.
Well, it is what it is.
I'm the chiquita over here.
Yeah.
But.
I don't think 5'3 is short though. I honestly think like.
It's not that short.
I don't think that's short.
I think it's normal.
I think like 5'1". Girls are like 5'1", 4'11". Yeah. Like I'm like, oh yeah, they're on the shorter
think
side.
Think about
yeah.
it, because once
but, I do think I am shorter.
Okay.
Than like some of my friends or even like some people. Like when I wear a heel, I feel confident. Yeah. I will be real with you.
Yeah.
But I'm a short girl. And I don't wear clothes sometimes that accentuate that because yeah. I make myself look shorter.
Gotcha.
with sweats and shit.
Gotcha.
Think about it like this. When a girl's 5'7", that that's kind of tall.
That's tall,
right?
That's
tall. So I think you're normal, to be honest.
I agree. I wonder what the average height for
5'5".
It's 5'5"?
I think it's
that's
5'5".
The average. No,
my sister is like 5'5", 5'6". Percida, she's 5'5".
She's taller than you, right?
Yeah, my sister's 5'5", 5'6".
Let's do that real quick.
My little brother,
he's like 6'1".
No, he's tall. He's taller than my dad.
Yeah,
my dad is.
Yeah, I think your brother's like 6'2", 6'1".
My dad's 6'1".
Average female six. Height about 5'4".
Yeah. My mom's a shawty like me.
But what were you going to say about 5'11"?
Oh, okay. So, he is 5'11".
And a half. And a half.
And a half.
But what?
I mean, there's a but, dude. Let's listen to the but.
But what?
I'm going to call you out right now.
She's going to call you out. Here's the but.
Your posture is terrible. That if you were to posture up a little bit, you could be 6 foot.
Puff your chest out, my boy.
I say that because he slouches. I don't like to say I have the best posture, but I have good posture.
Okay.
And I always walk my head up. I walk. I'm very much upright. Like this. Yes.
Shoulders back.
Shout out to Pilates. So that's helped me out with that. But sometimes he slouches, and I feel like that can affect it.
Is this true, Sebas? Yes. Slouchy McGee? Slouchy Sebas?
You try carrying around a huge nose.
Shut up.
That's the only thing he says.
Does it weigh you down?
But guess what? If he went like this, I swear. No, I think he's 6 foot.
Hey, that's kind of funny, huh?
Clip that.
Babe, I'm being serious.
I know, me too. I have a big nose.
No, it's beautiful.
You have a beautiful nose, dude.
You have a beautiful nose.
I know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
But if you were going like this, you'd be 6 foot. Automatically.
No, I'm 5'11". And a half.
And a half.
I told proof. You, I'm a we very, proof. I'm but, a very humble person. But, I don't need to claim six. I'm 5'11 and well, a half.
If you do slouch, you probably do seem a little short.
And I'm
short.
Tired of this fucking ducking conversation. I'm not a short king. And everybody on TikTok, stop calling me a short king. I'm not a short king.
I'm a short queen.
I'm taller than your man. How about that?
Whoa!
I'm a short queen. But as a short queen, he's tall to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're he's like six for sure. And I do this because I am short, so I have to look up at him.
I think I'm above average, but I'm not the tallest. You're tall. No. My brother's taller. Tall.
Your brother's
Marky's huge.
Yeah, I think they're probably the same height.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, the brothers
it's
are
just
tall.
That Marky looks like bigger because he's more like
the
big.
Little brothers.
Yeah, no.
My little brother's tall too. Yeah. He hit that door.
Damn. Yeah. How tall is he?
Like 6'2".
Yeah, like 6'2".
Oh shit.
Yeah, he's
Brandon's
really,
taller though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Brandon's maybe tall. Your brother's like 6'1". Because Brandon's like 6'2 or 6'3.
No, Brandon's 6'4".
Is he?
Yes.
Damn. Lucky.
Anyways.
All right. So we love that Sebas is tall for you, right? Yes. You look up at him. You feel excited. But what is an ick you have about Sebas?
Oh. I've been holding back on this one.
So it's like, don't ask that. Hey, bro, this is not my questions, by the way. This is from Instagram. This is from La Platica Fea, my boy.
What is an ick about Sebas? Okay.
¿Cuál de todos?
¿Cuál de todos?
I'm picking the least.
¿Cuál de todos?
I'm picking the least meanest one. Just kidding.
You can't say I'm picking the least meanest one.
We want the meanest one.
Yeah, pick the
we
meanest
want the
one.
Meanest one. We're trying to go viral.
Yeah,
up in here,
duck
girl.
It. Quack.
Hold on. Give me like 2 seconds to really think about.
Hey, why are we not pull up a shot? My.
I was about to say that. Why are we the same?
Let me win too. Okay, hold on. An ick. No, there was one I had the other day where I was like, oof. It was like burning me alive.
The fear in her eyes when she said that, dude.
I'm such an awful person.
No,
you're not, on the contrary, my boy.
Hold on. There was a really good one. You might have to like pause this one right here.
I'm not pausing nothing.
Okay, well, then it's gonna take me a minute because there was one I had the other day that I thought about and I was like, that's my ick about Sebas.
Well, we're gonna take a shot.
Okay.
Shot o'clock, my man.
Literally, one of the questions that I screenshotted was, "What is it like being with a short king?" And then
he's not short king.
It was an accident.
Can I go pee real quick?
Hey, I'm over it.
Let me go pee real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, but before you go pee, say that we're gonna go on a break. You have to.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go on a break. I had Starbucks.
I guess so.
I had half a
future Sebas. Start up the commercial intro. Karen's taking over.
And
the commercial.
Here we go.
But I do have some icks.
You got one?
Mm-hmm. I got a lot, but I'll be gentle.
I got a lot.
I'll be gentle. I was living with a man.
Is it tough?
It's not that it's tough. It's tough when you're a Virgo and you're organized and a clean freak and you just kind of like want the house to look untouched. But My ick.
You are a clean freak, Karen.
I am. But you know what? He appreciates it because he sees it. And sometimes, like, the house will have a lot of guests over and I'll clean up right after. And then he'll come out and he's like, oh my God, it feels so cozy in here. And he likes it, like, when the house is tidied up. He can feel and see it.
Yeah, and I honestly...
But?
No. But I think people who are watching this have realized that I've been looking for my headphones, but the whole time you have them on.
Is that what you made that piece?
Wait, no wonder these are better. These fucking suck. Can you buy... No. Why do these suck? These are terrible.
Ducking suck.
These ducking suck. It's not the same.
No, brand. It's not that. You know what it is?
They're not the same headphones, though.
No, you know what it is? Are you one or two? You're one. Look it. What about now? It's because you were low.
Yeah, a little better, but those are even better than these.
Oh, I'm the host.
Okay.
The whole time I was like, dude, my headphones, like.
Did you notice it while she said, like, she was like, and
hella disappeared. And then I look at him like, Sony, because I'm the only one that Sony's on right now.
Can you upgrade your guests? That's kind of rude. These suck.
Those are that much better?
No, she's tripping.
Okay, switch them. Feel it out. Oh my God, I got my face.
Let me go. Okay, here, you can wear these.
No. Just feel it. Feel out the difference.
I felt
these are
them
the ones
for,
I have.
I felt them for years.
No, watch, feel it. No, these.
Those are more comfy?
They feel better on the ears, too.
Yeah, but they're not better.
Watch, just feel. Watch.
Look check at, 1, 2, 3. Look check at the 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 3.
All of a sudden, you turn it up here.
Well, no, it's because mine's always higher. Yes or no? Mine's always
way
higher.
Way higher.
Yeah, so now it's a lot better. It's okay. Almost the same. I don't think there's any much of a difference other than how they look.
Oh my God.
Okay. These are a little more chunkier.
Yeah, they're more cushiony.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the ick?
Okay, so my ick with you is that you... My ick with you is that you never throw away your trash in your office. And there's a desk full of cups, trash, Starbucks, Coke Zeros. The amount of cups.
You cups. Throw away your cups, dude?
No, he has a cup obsession. He'll drink water. He'll drink a shake. He'll drink this, that in his office.
Just leave the cups.
And I'll go in there.
I saw us.
And there's always a minimum 6-7 cups, Coke Zeros, coffees. I don't get it.
But the Cokes have a Z at the end.
Always.
Okay, just making sure, because that was going to be a whole different...
And I go in there to look for something, and I just see it all, and I grab it, because I'm like, they're not disposable.
Yeah.
So I'm like, here with like 10 cups, Cokesies, and I'm just like, and I'm like, I don't fucking get it. And I'll throw it away.
Ducking get it. Is that your ick about me?
That's one.
That's one.
Is that the nicest one?
Yeah.
Because if that's your ick, shit. You're doing good.
That's not that bad.
I mean, we can get into your bathroom. We can get into a lot of
things. I'm just a guy.
But you know what, though?
I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby.
Oh, I have another ick. I have one more. Oh,
you're 30, right. Dude.
I have one more ick. I'm going to be nice.
Don't be nice, Karen. Let him have it.
Don't
let
be nice.
Final ick.
We need TikToks.
We need TikToks.
One of my icks about you. And you know this one's coming. You eat and you'll move all your food to one side and proceed to talk to me with a side of food like a hamster.
You just shove it all on the corner?
And I look at him, I'm like, swallow your food. And he's like, but it goes here and then you see a big ball. Watch him next time. And he's like, and I'm like, just swallow your food and then tell me.
She just hates when people talk when they have food in their mouth.
Pet peeve. That's
but
like
for me, it's like,
I mean, yeah.
I'll eat and talk.
You're the
sometimes.
Only person I talk with. And so I see.
I'll eat and talk, and she'll know exactly what I'm saying when I talk to her. Exactly. But she'll be like, what? What?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Food
Sorry,
in your
I couldn't
mouth.
Hear you. I'm like, you know what I meant? That's my ick about you. You know what I said.
Oh, even though you acted like you don't.
Yeah. Even though you act like I don't know what you don't know what I said, you know what I said.
Ooh. Okay.
Even if I said it with my mouth closed.
That's she all, knew. Telepathic.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's adorable.
That's all I'm going to say right here.
Okay.
Because right. I want to be nice.
Yeah.
But I actually love more about him than like ick. I don't have a lot of, I have more things I like about him than icks.
Yeah.
I'm being serious.
How long have you guys been living together?
2015,
15, 16, 17,
18, 19. Go, like 8 years. Oh, yeah. 8 years, maybe. September will be 8 years for us.
Seven or 8 years. Wasn't it 16?
We moved in 2015 at the end of the year. Oh, yeah. It's technically 7 years. Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I'm like, don't ever leave me.
Yeah. Now it's like, you can't even imagine yourself like.
Yeah.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Shots?
Let's do it.
Oh, shit.
Let's do it.
Shot o'clock.
You're faded, fool.
You're jealous. You wish you can get faded on 2 shots.
I really
honestly,
do.
Same,
oh
dude.
My God, that would be amazing.
Same.
Honestly,
and it would be so much cheaper.
You know what? Honestly, so I'm a really fun date because we went out to date. We had a date recently over our anniversary proposal. Did I take your shot to glass too? Oh no. We went out for an anniversary proposal dinner. We were just celebrating it. We went to dinner. I had, I think, 2 espresso martinis, which is equivalent to like 2 shots.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was like, cheers. That's all he needed from me.
And then you were good.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we went to Catch?
Catch Steak, right?
Come on, man. I take my girl to nice restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I noticed. Yes. Must be nice.
But honestly, as much as I love those experiences, I like taco trucks better. And I like just like
honestly same.
The easy life.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly same. Yeah.
I love supporting vendors, but I love to just have things I grew up with.
My turn. Chill out.
I have the good ones though, dude. Okay. Yours are biased. Wait, okay, yours are protected.
Here,
yours are guarded. Mine are raw.
Duck
dude.
Me?
Hit me with another one.
Quack me?
Does Sebas really have Chewbacca's ass? Meaning, is it really that hairy? Talk about his hairy ass.
What did I rate my ass the other day?
You're like 7.4.
Yeah, honest.
It's like decent. I think it's like a decent like
7.4
hairy
solid
ass.
Rating? Fair rating?
Of what? Of hair?
Of hair.
It's like normal, I guess. I don't know.
Is it disgusting though?
No. No. Absolutely not.
Let me see.
He's got the flattest ass on earth though. Also.
Not laughing that hard.
I told you.
You said it. You said you have a snake ass.
And for people back at home that don't know what a snake ass is, well, snakes don't have an ass.
it's an endless back.
I'm telling you, like the.
So you're saying I have Hank Hill's ass. I'll pull up the meme right here. Exactly this format.
It's so cute. I'm like.
Yeah, but you get crazy down there.
Shut the fuck up. Do not post that. Do not.
Too late.
It's already clipped, Karen. Yeah, it's already viral clipped on TikTok.
I run that fucking house. I'm going to go in there and delete that shit. Like,
ducking house.
F***ing house.
Oh. All right, go ahead, dude.
How do you feel about Joshy Boy being a part of the wedding?
Oh, ooh, I love that.
I'm so excited.
I love that because you... Okay, so with our wedding group, we have actually been planning this for months. Months and months and months and months and months. I mean, I can even look at all my like orders for like my girl stuff. I planned this out months, like pre-summer of 2022. Oh, wow. The timing just wasn't right. Like there was always a trip, something, and then we couldn't get a weekend where everybody was in town. Mm-hmm. That was difficult. I would ask the girls, hey, are you guys home this weekend? No. Like for even example, when we did it, I had to say like, I'm having a brand launch, right? To get everyone together because some of them were like, oh, I can't. Why am I even talking about myself? But anyways, to you, we had planned this out for such a long time and he's been so excited. Those duffel bags, he ordered those, I think June of last year.
No way.
And it's just been like, he's been
with the Carhartt ones?
Yeah, that's those sick. And then the cards. Did you guys get the cards in there?
I don't think so. We got the beer.
Did you put the cards?
No, remember we decided not to do the cards yet?
Yes, sorry, shit.
What cards?
Shoot.
Tell him about the cards.
Chill out.
He's going to write everyone a handwritten letter. Just kidding.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. But anyways, we got these cards and we purchased everything months ago. So he's been like excited for this moment, waiting for it. So have I. And I remember when he was like, we were talking about who we wanted in our wedding, what we're doing. It was like a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a no-brainer who like the most impactful people are to you, who you love, who you want there for you. And like the last podcast, he has so many friends, so much family. I mean, if he could have his perfect wedding, he would have like 50.
Yeah, easily. Easily.
He just like loves everyone, you know, but when it came down to it, it was an automatic no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah,
so that's how you feel about him.
Yeah. Wait, does that make sense? Does that add up to the question or not really?
Yeah.
Wait, so how do I feel about him being in the wedding?
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, he's excited.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect duo.
Yeah. Love it. I was excited to ask him too.
Oh, yeah. He's been waiting for this moment for like months already. And leading up to it, like, I was so nervous. I was so excited. I'm like, everyone's going to say, yeah, but still, it's
it
like,
was such a perfect night.
And I had no idea. And I love that. I was so clueless. And even just walking into the house, like, just because I know all the guys that you asked, I feel like I've grown pretty close to them. But I was just like, what is happening here? And then, like, they knew, but like, they kind of knew, right? I would say they probably knew.
Like half of them knew. Yeah. The other ones, like Brandon, you,
yeah,
Justin, and
Lester.
Lester kind of had an idea because I was at our company party. We were all there,
yeah.
And then we were talking, and then I kind of told him, I was like, "Oh my gosh, are you guys busy next week? I'm gonna ask Monica to be in the wedding."
You did? You asked Lester that?
It's because some of the girlies, I had to tell their husbands because I was like, "Can you please clear their schedule?"
Yeah.
Like Ale with Dennis. Me telling him in advance, it was perfect because we called him and he was like, perfect. I'll make sure she has nothing planned out. I'll make sure to not book dinner. Like, mm-hmm. It's important for your spouse to know because you see what I mean? It's
like, is it getting in the shot, dude?
It's black smoke.
Whoa.
Just in case.
It's not good smoke, guys.
Dude looks crazy on camera.
Yeah, it was really smoky. All right, so what?
But anyways, I had to tell them in advance, you know, because it was harder for the girls to get them together.
Yeah.
With the guys, he was easy to lie to you guys and say, hey, Karen's launching her brand. Can you guys come over? It's a launch party or whatever. So you guys don't know this, but like while this was going on, you guys all came at 8. My girls were meeting at the house at 8. I mean, at the restaurant at 8:30. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I feel like I was going to shit myself. So I was like so nervous. But I started getting the alerts that people were at the house. So I start watching on the camera and I watched the whole interaction.
Oh, like, no way.
Like, I was like, babe, oh my God, look, I'm screenshotting it. And like, you could tell he was like kind of pacing. You guys were all eating, but you all were kind of like
kind of quiet, right? Like, well, it was kind of like this, like,
I couldn't hear it, but I could just see like you guys were eating, but like kind of like, okay, well, what's going on? And then Sebas was like, come to the living room. And then all you guys were like, okay. And then they started doing his speeches and I kept watching it one by one. And I was like, oh my God. And then everyone posted it online and I was like, wait a second, the girls don't know, they're gonna see it. And some of the girls did see it.
No way. Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah,
it wasn't until he brought out the duffel bags that's when it all hit me and I was like, oh shit,
yeah.
I'm gonna be a groomsman.
Yeah.
No, it was,
truthfully, I swear I thought that when she was texting me,
like, I told the girl.
I thought that you already told them.
No.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. But I was 30. I was 30 minutes too early.
Thing is, out of the 6 girls in the wedding, 3 knew for sure. They were like waiting for it. The other 3 didn't know. One of them was in. She's all the way in New York, Jasmine. She's probably watching it right now. She didn't know. So when I FaceTimed her, I actually was like, because she was like, oh, what? She has been trying to help me with this wedding stuff for a while, and when it comes to bridesmaid stuff, I kind of brush her off a little bit. I'm like, I don't know. I'll let you know. Like, and she knows this. And then
that's funny.
The day of, she was like, today's your day. Have the best time ever. Like, she sent me the sweetest message. And I was like, thanks, girl. I'll let you know how it goes. I'll FaceTime you later to show you the box. So she knew I was going to FaceTime her. So when I FaceTimed her, she answered. She goes, show me the box. Like, I can't wait to see it. And I was like, well, do you want to wait for your box to come in or do you want to see it right now? And she was like, what? You're sending me one? And then I recorded the whole situation and then I finally told her, I'm like, no, you're in my wedding. Like, I'm asking you. And then it was like a whole moment.
Wow.
So she did, I'm like, wait, what's going on? So she didn't know until then. And thank God she already knew it was going to happen, but didn't know it was happening to her.
Yeah.
The other 2, one of them did see it on the way there, but she didn't put 2 and 2 together.
Oh, really?
She didn't. Mm-mm.
She's like, we're just going to dinner. Yep. It's still the same
and
story.
And then the other one didn't see it. So I'm like,
wow.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And nevertheless, that night was perfect.
It was honestly a movie.
You guys, perfect night.
Perfect night.
Look at me. I get smiley to the point that like the other night I went to an event and I said, can we go to La Descarga right now? And then we went.
Oh, did you guys win?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
But and you know what's funny? I looked at the corner we were at too. Yeah. It wasn't lit. No, but
of course not.
No, but it was a Wednesday salsa night. There was a live band and I remember same DJ.
Oh,
fire same. Music. Yeah. But I looked over there and I was like, dang. No,
you know what it really, really was?
Us.
It's us.
The energy. The energy was high.
Our bridal crew, you guys. Like,
oh my God,
it's the most lit crew, and like a part of me is like, I'm so sad we're doing our own bachelor and bachelorettes. I get it, we're doing our own thing. But like, a part of me is like, we should just do one last trip together, all of us. Cause it'd be so much fun.
That'd be crazy.
Not to say, like, I don't want to do like, we meet up last night. No.
Yeah. Like I'm a separate trip.
Because my girls are so much fun. Your guys are so much fun. I feel like I have a lot of fun with the guys.
Yeah.
Because Sebas's friends are like, I feel like they're the ones that get the party going.
Yeah.
I've never met a group like them. And I've known them all
crazy
since I met Sebas. So, the group is lit. But that night was so perfect. And I have been vlogging like a wedding series for my YouTube channel. So if you guys follow me on YouTube, this will be going up all like in around April or I believe like what we say, April or May.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you don't know is that that night I was on my vlogging mode. I was lit, but I was like alerta the whole night with the camera. And on the way home, I was like recording me and all of us singing in the car because we were singing to Desvelado. Piensa en mí, like old fucking Mexican music.
I was already sleeping.
He was slumped over you.
On our way back from the club.
Oh, yes, I was slumped. Yep.
My girlie, Millie, was driving. I was in the front seat and there was like four guys in the back.
I vaguely remember this,
but. Okay, so I was vlogging and singing. And then there's a moment we go to Jack in the Box. And when we pulled up, the lady was like, can you turn your music down? I can't hear you guys. She was so mean. The way she said it was mean. And we were all like, oh, sorry, we just turned it down. And I put the camera down, but I didn't realize it was still recording. So there's a 5-minute conversation that's going on in the car because there's cars in front of us that I'm going to put on the vlog because it's literally like Brandon complaining about secret sauce. You being like, shut up, Brandon. We know we got the order. Like, we ordered a secret sauce. And Brandon goes, do you know what's in the secret sauce? You're like, yeah, it's a sauce. It's a secret. Like the stupidest fucking decking conversation.
But it was the funniest
5 minutes.
Heard
of,
it.
Yes. Yeah, the funniest heard. 5 minutes of pure pitch. But you just like can hear. And I'm like.
You can just see like the ceiling of the car. Like yes. Everyone's talking.
And I'm like, shut the duck up, all of you. You're all so annoying. And Millie's like, who's pulling my hair? Like.
Who's pulling
her hair? Millie was like, why don't you guys act like Sebas and shut up? And I was just blacked out.
I can't wait to see this. When is this coming out?
It's coming out like in April. Okay. This night, I can't tell you, it was the most perfect night. Yeah. And I would never change one thing about it. I think the only thing I would change is that I wish I would have written everyone's letters, like why I love them so much. But
did you do like a little speech prior saying like why you
I
love
told,
them?
Yeah, I pretty much once I got there, they knew what was going on. And then I sat with them. And then before like we started to drink, I was like, okay guys, like before we get to dinner and start talking, I want to like do a speech and like talk to you guys. So I told them like how it was an honor for them to be there, and they've all been very impactful friends in my life, and just like how much I love them. Mm-hmm. But then I gave them individually each a speech. So I was like, Millie, you're like a little sister, Angie so-and-so, Vanessa so-and-so, Monica so-and-so. And then when I got to Ale, my maid of honor, I got into her how like me and her have like a real sister bond. Mm. And like with Ale,
they're the type of friends that like are on FaceTime with each other like while they do their makeup, but they're not even talking.
Me and Ale FaceTime company. Like 5 times a week for absolutely no reason. We just talk. And Ale is one of those friends like that I've never had a friend like her who is like a sister, who makes me feel comfortable, who allows me to cry, allows me to express my mind, to vent to her when I'm stressed, I'm happy, I'm sad, whatever I'm going through. And like we've known each other for what, 5, 7, 8 years now. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until like 2019 that we got really close. And then 2020 we were like in panic mode over life and everything and who we are as creators, like trying to still maintain us while going through a pandemic. And she was there for me, like I feel like through like a really hard time and through all my hard times in life that I don't share, she's been there for me. And with her, I had like a real sister bond. Mm. So when I asked her to be my maid of honor, she like immediately was like bawling her eyes out. Me too. It was like amazing, the moment.
She caught it on video and it's on her TikTok. You should see it. It's really.
I didn't even mean to. I just kind of like set the camera just to record the speech because I actually meant to post it on TikTok, on Instagram and TikTok, and I had recorded the sound, but the music was so loud. Do you remember how loud it was?
Yeah.
It was like boom, boom, boom. So it was super, super loud. You couldn't even hear anybody. But my camera picked it up. And I asked her, and like, you hear my converse with everybody with her. It was a little more dim because I'm turned this way. But you can hear when I ask her. And it was like such a beautiful moment that it was so perfect. We all cheers. We took shots to it. We cried. And then we're like, let's rage. Let's do it.
That's how it was.
And then you guys showed up, yeah. And that was our plan, was like, we link up together, we celebrate together, and then we all went to bed at like 6 a.m.
It was late. Almost like a mini bachelor party.
Honestly,
right?
It was. Yeah, it was. It was so active.
And the thing about something too is that, like, I remember when we all decided we were going to go there, like, Ale and Dennis, they don't like the club too much. And I respect that. And I told them, I said, hey, if you guys don't want to come, it's okay.
It's fine.
Like,
yeah.
I completely
understand. I don't know. I've been to a lot of clubs with them.
Yes, I know. But they rather like kind of like be like, okay, call it a night and we'll go home.
Dip out early.
But they were like, we'll go for a little bit because they had never been to La Descarga.
Yeah.
And they got there.
They stayed there the whole time, didn't they?
Okay, well, they got there and they were like, oh, it's the music's good. They were the last ones to leave.
It was just that much
fun.
Much fun.
And like,
much
and fun. Like, I saw them and I just like everyone was smiling and so happy that I was like, wow, this is the perfect night. There's no other way I would have imagined this night to go.
I agree. I totally agree.
Like, till this day, I'm like, nothing has topped that night in a while.
Yeah, I agree. That night was so much fun. With the cigar. It was a movie. I know people say that like movie, but I was like,
it was
nah,
a movie. Wait,
a
can
movie.
You say it? How you say it?
My life is like a movie. I felt like that. I was like, wow, my life is like a movie.
That night was.
He's not your puppet, Karen.
Make me laugh, clown.
That okay. Night was a movie. And like,
Here I go.
If you guys have not been to this guy, go on Thursdays, go and sit in the DJ section.
Yeah, in the corner, left corner.
Because I went on a Wednesday night and the side, you know how we went up the stairs?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a thing on Wednesdays. It's only like Thursday through Sunday.
Wait, like the speakeasy part?
Yeah, that's. Oh. So I only went to the DJ side and I was like, we're having fun, but I looked at our corner and I was like, we were lit it's over
lit,
there.
Lit.
Oh, really? That's dope.
Yeah. Yeah, you were home taking care of the dogs.
Oh, you didn't go?
I was having a girls' night.
No, she went to an event, and then after the event, they went over there. Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was
You're fine, right?
Yeah, I was on.
Yeah.
He always is like, go on girls' nights, go out more, go.
I tell her all the time, like, go out, get out of here.
What's the opposite of icks? Loves? Like, little, like.
Icks? What? Turn-ons?
Turn-on. What are some turn-ons on Sebas? Yeah.
He's Chef Daddy.
I know how to cook.
He's a chef.
Chef Daddy.
He will, like last night I was editing.
If I take off my hat, there might be a little rat in there.
Damn.
A little ratatouille. He's my personal ratatouille. Is that ratatouille?
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Ratatatty, baby. Talking about.
Up.
I was editing and then we talked about what we're going to have for dinner and I was like, I'll come prep the vegetables. And he goes, no, don't worry about it. I got it all. And I was like.
Okay. Come on, baby.
And then I went over there and I don't I not give you like kisses and I'm always like, wow, it looks so good.
Every time we do like the HelloFresh videos and stuff like that, I see him. He just takes over. He gets in the zone when it comes to cooking. So I've seen it. I've seen him in action.
He's good on the grill. Yeah. There's things he's good at. There's things I'm good at. So yeah. We definitely like have our own thing. But
Jordan
like,
and Pippen.
In the kitchen, that's like a turn on to me.
What do you want to do to me when I do stuff like
whoa.
That?
He's very nurturing to me too.
Yeah.
Like he takes care of things that to me are, I don't know how to explain it. Like
and
just nurturing.
And what I am, what do you want to do to me or what?
Shot time.
Let's take a shot.
Fuck me. Duck me.
You know what? And this may be very irrelevant. I don't
I thought you were gonna say erotic.
I don't know if this like matches Sarah, up to Sarah. This. I'm ignoring him right now. I don't know if this like means anything, but the way he treats our dogs.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine him with our baby.
That's gonna be a good daddy.
Sexy to me.
Sexy as Zaddy.
Yeah, when you think about that, what do you want to do to me?
To being Zaddy.
Laying down with you Zaddy. Just watch Netflix and like
take a shot for that.
I'm like, how many in now? Four, five?
Four, you're done after this, actually.
Really? You're cutting me off? Really?
Yes. I know you, Karen.
Mm. Puppy, just we should do a speed round of questions. Mm. Do you have more questions? Because I have a bunch. Let's just have her do them and like just quit.
Okay.
Yeah?
Like one sentence, two sentences type
Yeah, okay. She can do like a sentence max.
Dale.
The shorter the better.
I think before we do that.
I got something.
No, you got something, but we.
This is a man cave, baby. This is my
hey, my baby. God.
My
Let's do another shot, my butt.
My
pinky out.
Oh my god.
Pinky out.
Are you turned on?
Yeah.
In the car, he actually.
Say it. Don't ask him. Say it, Karen.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Okay, in the car. Never mind.
No, say it, Karen. Karen, you can't do that.
Come on, don't do this for us. Do it for the people back at home.
In the car, we were driving. obviously leather pants hit different when you're wearing leather pants, like you feel things. And he went like this to me. And I was like, I looked at him and I told him. I was like, I got a little tingly inside right now.
There you go. Fuck, I'm single.
Oh, hey, single. Imagine this girl living with me.
Dangerous.
But it's not always like that. There's some days
where I gotta lock her up in a cage.
Absolutely not. There's some days
she goes out of control with me.
Okay, this is false, guys. Let me tell you something in the matter of like 2 seconds. When you are with someone, you are not always wanting them, and that is okay. Normalize not always wanting your partner, not always like wanting to be sexually active. Like, there's times you just want to lay in bed and like, do not talk to me. I want to watch TV. Me too. I want to be on my phone. I want to pet my dog. I want to like just. I don't want to. It's okay.
No, I get that. Like, just disconnect. Have your own.
Yeah, and it happens often time. Where I'm just like, and we both are like that. Where we're like, we just want to like chill. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So if that happens in a relationship, just know that it's common.
It's normal.
It's not weird. It's, you guys aren't out of love. It's just normal, but
it can't last too long though, because your partner still wants to be desired.
Absolutely not. That's the thing.
Then you have questions.
Trust me, there's nights where we lay down and we're both like, oh, I'm so exhausted, I'm so tired, whatever. And we just like talk, we go to bed, and there is like,
moved a little bit.
Oh, is that the one that's gonna fall?
No,
oh, damn. Is that why you don't sit here anymore?
I don't sit there no more, girl. I've learned my lesson far too many times.
Hey, my reflex is faster than yours, probably.
I just let it hit me.
And her smell.
Oh, what happened? But like, that's like a normal thing. So if you guys, you know, are in a relationship and you're like, my partner doesn't like touch me every night, or it's normal.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I'd rather not be touched.
That's false.
No, I love it. But I also,
that's super false.
I get you.
I'm ducking with you. But also, like, it's normal. And it's okay.
Yeah, it is.
But
especially like,
but you can't go like 5-6 months like that. No,
it's absolutely
like
not.
Couple days, right? Whatever. Yeah, it's normal.
Especially because like I'm like this, and I feel like maybe half or the majority of like humanity is like this. I like time by myself, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
me
she
too.
Does too. And like I give it to her. I like to be in my room.
Yep.
In my nebula room.
Mm-hmm.
And just like just be by myself and do nothing.
Bye, baby.
And just, you know, like I don't want to talk. I don't want to do nothing. She knows that. She knows that about me.
Yeah.
I'm a very quiet person. And I've said that before. Like, I have a podcast. We have a podcast.
He's outgoing.
And I'm very outgoing. Super. I'm super. What's it called when you talk to everybody?
Extrovert.
Yeah. Extrovert.
Optimistic.
Optimistic. I was going to say that
too. Wait. People don't know this, but I'm the introvert.
What's wrong with you? Too much cozy, my boy?
I'm the introvert.
You know what? Because I know you guys pretty well. I know that, but you're right. A lot of people probably don't realize that.
I'm very outgoing, but I rather much you cancel plans, maybe home and just do nothing. Like, I love to be home.
Yeah.
I'm very much like, just, I like to be alone. It's weird. And I don't know if it's because, like, I've done it all. Like, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I don't need to be out. But also, like, I'm at peace with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I love time at home. I love nurturing my house. I love like just being home. It's such a different feeling. And he's always like, let's go out. And I'm like, no. We don't have to do all that. Yeah. Not tonight.
Extrovert.
Introvert.
Yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also extrovert as well.
Oh, yeah. I am very extrovert.
Yeah.
When I'm out, I'm out. But when I'm home, I'm home.
Yeah. She has the power to do both. I only have the power to do one. But for myself, for my own sanity, myself, like when it's just me and I think about just myself, I like to be introvert. I really do. Mm. Like, I don't want to do shit.
Decompress. Like, you need a decompress moment.
All this energy that I release for being an extrovert, I have to have moments where I just charge up.
Yes, absolutely. You cannot be the same person like all the time. Like you have to like reset, recharge. You need time by yourself. You need time to think. And like for me, my time to think is when like I'm running, when I'm working out, when I'm in the shower. Like I think about ideas, and you can't get those ideas if you're always out and always people pleasing or being out. He can definitely go and do whatever. And I just love him to enjoy himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And in those moments, that's when you kind of just have your alone time, just kind of reassess, regroup, all that stuff.
Honestly, him being gone sometimes, he's like, I'm going to go on the cabin trip. I'm like, peace. I'm so excited. I refresh. I reset. I like to clean.
Yeah.
Cleaning is like my
escape,
coping mechanism for myself to like reset my house.
Yeah.
Because my house is my sanctuary.
Yeah, I agree.
Like where you live is like, it's a reflection of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows this. Mm-hmm. I'm a Virgo queen too. So I always love to like reset around the house, and he comes back and he notices it and he feels it. The energy is always good in our home though.
Yeah.
Like always good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like your personal space, like your home, your room and stuff like that, is somewhat of a reflection of who you are as
my
a person.
My grandma told me that a long time ago.
Yeah. And I, yeah, when, yeah, when I like meet people that I like, I'm dating and stuff, like I'm very like curious to know about their personal space. Because I feel like it is a reflection. I really do.
So Joshy Poo, as a single man.
Yeah.
Joshy Poo.
So Joshy Poo.
Here's my question to you. You walk into a house. Kay. This girlie has dirty plates everywhere.
Uh-huh.
She got a dirty kitchen, dirty bathroom. There's like toothpaste, water everywhere.
No.
It, like old laundry. Yeah. Like she may say Cinderita's coming along, but like, when you walk in, what do you say when you see that?
It's definitely a turnoff because even myself, I was raised by a single mom. So men tend to have the reputation of being more dirty and like just kind of like whatever and stuff like that. I make the effort to keep my place clean because I know that it makes me feel good. And just having like a clean environment, like I said, I think it's a reflection of who you are.
Absolutely.
So that's how they're treating their own personal space. What do we care about more than anything in this world? Ourselves. Let's be real here, right? So your own personal space, if you don't care about it, how do I expect you to care about other things in your life, how, like our relationship and other things like that. So I don't know. I think it is a bit of a reflection. Even to go further on that, I've had people come over to my place and stuff. And let's just say we're having like drinks and stuff like that. And they'll just kind of just leave the drinks at the table and don't even say anything. Like, hey, can I help you clean this up? Hey, can I bring this to the sink? And even that to me, I'm like, I take note of that.
Yeah, same.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, just, it's what does it take to say like, hey, can I put this in the sink for you? Whatever, nothing. I'm like, who raised you?
It's just being respectful.
It's just being respectful.
See, and that's one thing about with Seba, like we're complete opposites, but like I take pride in that because I'm when I come to someone's house, I represent us both.
Yes.
As a couple. And I come in there and I'm like, let me freshen up. What can I help you with? What can I do? Even if you go to your mom's house, I'm like, can I help you do anything? Your mom's like, no, just eat, just sit down. And I always want to do something. I always want to tidy up. But I do think that that reflects to the person.
100%.
But I also think like I heard my grandma told me this one time, RIP my grandma, but she said your space reflects you.
Yeah,
it reflects your mind as well. And like who you are as a person. And I'm like, that's true, because a cluttered space, your mind's just full of clutter.
Yeah.
So I started to, when I was young, organizing, tidying up, whatever, to the point that now we live together and I'm like, I always make sure like our places, Everything's easy to find. It's accessible. Mm-hmm. There's never clutter. There's never a mess. Right now, we do have a pile of laundry everywhere, but I'm like, okay, I got to get to it. Like, I know that this week I got backed up on work.
Yeah.
And I was stressed.
Right.
You know that. I was stressed. I was like, on the editing. But not being able to tackle down my laundry reflects what I'm going through. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was like, I need to like do this before, because this is important before that.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, life happens, right? We're not always going to just be able to clean our house. Not going to be spotless all the time. But it's about, like, I don't know, taking the time to do it eventually. Like, you got to get there. Like, you got to like, you know, tidy up your space. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. But
should we do a shot or a drink?
Last shot.
I said a shot or a drink. Should we do a shot or a question?
We're going to do a shot and then a question. Speed questions. Speed questions for Karen.
Yeah.
That's my only questions? Three questions?
No. We're about to go into these speed questions.
Yeah, but remember, these speed questions, I'm going to give you two sentences max.
Yeah, that's it.
You're telling me to shut the fuck up, pretty much.
No, I'm telling you to be speedy.
So shut the fuck up.
You dropped it all over yourself. You're feeding the food.
I'm just enjoying this moment, dude.
All right, salute. Thank you again, Karen, for being on La Platica. We really Karen. Appreciate
Comment
you.
Comment down below if you want me to come back again.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
If she doesn't come back for another 8 months, there's a chance that she might not be able to drink the next time she comes around.
Panzona as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? There's a chance. There's a
very, very high chance.
So I think this is the turn up episode. This could be.
That was a very powerful statement. That was a very powerful statement that you just you just said.
I tend to manifest too. So
are you manifesting me?
I don't know.
Wait, if we have a kid, okay. Here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a baby, what do you see us having first, a girl or a boy?
Girl.
Yeah,
girl.
Me too.
I see girl.
I want girls. You guys, everyone who follows me, if you know me, my niece Abigail is
perfect.
I have a lot of nephews. Yeah. I have a handful of nephews, and I love them all very much. You know this. I literally treat them all the same. I give them all the same experiences. But my Abigail, that's my only girl born after me.
Mm.
I was the last girl born in my family, and then it was her. So me and her have a very special bond. And he even knows this. She's like a little sister to me, like my own daughter, and I treat her with love. But
I've seen it just through social media.
So. With her, I want a girl so bad. I'm happy with a boy, yeah. But I want a girl.
Yeah, I'm happy with anything, honestly. I'll have a sleeve of girls if I could.
Yeah, honestly, I'd love to be a girl dad.
Yeah.
I would love to be a girl
my
dad.
My dream is to have twins, though.
That would be a boy girl. That would be money.
No, I would love two girls.
Two girls?
Two girls. Okay. Or girl boy. I don't really care, honestly.
Yeah, but twins would be crazy.
I would just love twins.
Twins would be fine.
Honestly, like, it's so crazy.
Karen, you ready to get into these questions?
I'm ready.
Speed questions. Speed. Bobby, you ready? I'm gonna go through the ones I haven't asked, and depending on how we're doing on time, I might even go back and like ask some new ones.
This is gonna be an hour and 56 minutes.
Yeah, this is gonna be a long one.
Good.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Has been highly anticipated episode, so it makes sense. Are you screenshotting more?
No. These are the questions that I got. I'm just seeing. I'm trying to delete the ones that I've already said.
Oh, that's actually smart.
Stop doing that. It's only cute a couple times.
Is that Coke Z life?
Coke Z life. Hey, yo, if you already been listening this far, I think it's been like an hour and some change.
Yeah.
Wait, time mark it.
Wait.
And put hashtag, it's the Coke Z life.
Wait, why does my jacket look like Coke Z AF?
It does, huh? You look like Coke Z race driver.
Amazon. I'm going to link down my storefront below.
Okay, I got it, Josh. I'm ready.
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, you want to go first?
Remember, one, two sentences. Two sentences. If you have two, three, who cares? But just quick.
Okay. Go
ahead, buddy.
How do you wish to evolve your content creation once you become a mamacita?
A mom?
Yeah.
To bring my baby into all my content and do the best I can.
Karen is an inspiration. She can do it all. How does she avoid burnout?
You got to reset. You got to recharge and take time off when needed. And your people will understand. Mm.
An ick about Sebas and Josh's relationship.
My butt.
Next.
Disneyland or California Adventure?
Oh,
Stumped ya, huh?
California Adventure for the drinks.
Yes.
Did you ever think, damn, when the hell is Sebas going to propose?
Absolutely.
What is your biggest worry about the wedding?
Sebas being drunk before he goes on the altar.
That's a huge possibility.
There's no shots allowed before.
That's fair.
No
I
shots.
Need, I need a couple.
No, absolutely not.
I got you, dog.
Absolutely not.
A little flask.
Do you ever worry about social media shifting directions and hurting your career / lifestyle?
Absolutely. But as a content creator, you got to keep up with the times and keep going because that's the only way you're going to evolve. And if it's not working out for you, you got to change your content.
Adapt or die. That's what it is. If you weren't an influencer, what would your career choice be?
I'd be a forensic investigator.
Really?
Yes, I love crime scene.
Damn.
What are you most looking forward to after getting married?
Getting pregnant.
Whoa. You're stranded on the island. What two makeup products are you taking?
SPF and an eyelash curler.
Beautiful.
Being with Sebas for so long, how have you kept relationships so strong, even through social media?
That's a good question.
You got to date. You got to go out. You got to communicate. You got to keep things spicy and... I really think it comes to you, not the person, it's you. You gotta be confident. Mm. You gotta take care of yourself. You gotta work out. You gotta feel good about yourself. To feel.
Yeah.
I love that answer because people tend to like point like, oh, yeah. They gotta
no,
do this.
No, it's you.
But
it's
you. You gotta start with you first.
It's a you problem. You gotta fix yourself. Like when I'm not feeling good about myself, I'm not gonna go and throw it on him and make that his problem. That's me. I'm not eating good. I'm not working out. I'm not doing the things that make me feel good. And those are the things, working out, eating good.
But even just like in the relationship aspect, if you're like wanting something, like are you doing things too to create that excitement in the relationship as well? It's not just like pointing the finger at the other person.
No, you gotta keep it. It takes two to tango.
That's right.
Real quick. When you said date, does that mean with other people or just like actual dates?
Yeah, can you clarify? Because I
what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused. Because
you
on that.
Said make sure you date and then like I was.
No,
like,
you got to make sure to still
like
go on.
Have dates.
No, you got to go on dates with each other.
Yeah, but not date other people, no, right? Okay, good. Oh my God.
Dude, I was honestly stressed too for like a second, dude.
Oh my God.
You got to go on dates with each other. You got to make time for each other.
Yeah.
People get lazy in relationships. They think I locked them in. We're like this. It's never going to be different. No, you got to go on dates. You got to dress up. You got to take care of yourself. You can't let yourself go.
Love language. What's your love language? Top one.
What is mine again? I forget.
That was
physical touch.
No.
Physical touch.
Is it touch?
Yeah.
Yeah, physical touch. I need to be scratched.
Yeah.
Rubbed.
That's when you feel most loved? If you're being like touched by Sebas?
If he goes up to me and he goes like this and gives me a kiss.
Checks in on you like physically.
Yeah. I feel good.
Yeah. Mm. Her day's complete.
Yeah.
Complete.
Mm. Was Sebas ever insecure about you getting popular? How did it affect your relationship?
Never. Never, never, never. Sebas actually supported it. And if anything, he was my biggest hype person ever. Top tier. Number one.
Mm.
First fan.
Damn. I'm actually, how's wedding planning?
Can I have another shot?
Oh my God. Whoa.
It felt my stress.
It's not just me, you see?
We have to finish our catering tomorrow on our fucking bartending list.
That was okay.
That right there is a symbol of my life right now. The wedding planning life.
Are we okay? Is everybody okay?
No, we're good now.
Sebas looks stressed.
Sebas stressed.
Did it hit you? Did it hit you?
He felt the...
Hey, are you okay?
I didn't feel...
Let's smack tongues. I'm still single. If you were Sebas for a day, what would you do?
Ooh.
Nothing. Just kidding. Ask me again.
If you were Sebas for a day, what would you do? Ask me again? What do you mean, ask me again? I just told you.
Wait. If I was Sebas for a day, I would, like, in my own world?
No, if you were me, what would you do?
Like, am I repeating what you do in the world day to day? Or
no, if you were just him, what would you what
yeah,
would
you woke up day? Like on some Freaky Friday shit.
Yeah.
What would you do if you were me and you can't jerk off?
Or you could.
No.
I would go. I would go on a 2-mile run. I would walk the dogs. And after that, I would go to the gym. I come back. I make breakfast lunch dinner for both of us, all before 9 a.m. Wait, I don't understand this question. I don't get it.
What would you do if you were me for a day?
Like, am I telling them what you do in everyday life?
No. What would you do if you were in my body?
What would you do?
In a perfect world?
In the world that you were Sebas.
In a perfect world, if I was Sebas, I would wake up. I'd water all the damn plants in the house because I'm the only one doing them. You got to water the plants. I would.
You're not getting the question.
I'm not getting it.
Okay. You wake up one day and you're Sebas.
Take advantage of being me.
And you're a man. Oh. You're Sebas.
She's
you're 5'11 watt.
She's literally saying things that she wants me to do.
Yeah. No, you are him. And
what would you do?
Swap spots. What would you do as him? And he has all that. You have all his talent, all his like mind, everything. You have all of him. But you also understand that you yourself.
Like, for example, my brother said that he would take my cars out and he would race them and drift them.
Yeah.
Because those are my cars. He took advantage of me. Well, how are you going to take advantage of me?
Right.
Let me guess.
No. What?
Make love to your fiance. Of course.
Okay. I don't want that question because I don't know how to answer that. Give me another one. That's too complicated. It's a lot of thinking.
Wow. Hey.
Because I don't know whether to like imagine the perfect you or like shit talk you. There's so
anything.
You can do anything you want as Sebas, as him.
I would take us out to a perfect breakfast.
Okay.
Then take us to Disneyland after.
Okay. This question came out to what do I want him to actually do in real life. Okay.
Yeah, you better be taking notes, bro.
Throw that caution away.
Oh! I saved you because I love you.
You did, dude.
I saved you because I love
what
you.
What a man.
Here, let's
this thing.
Those are all the questions, y'all.
Those were all the questions for today. Karen, you had some amazing questions today. Wait, no, you didn't have questions. You had answers. Sorry. I'm sorry to get the two-shot Karen effect.
How many shots have you had?
I think we're 4 deep.
I think we're 4 or 5 deep.
So 4 shots of us.
4 shots of us.
Yeah, no, but I'm not drunk or buzzed.
Mm.
Maybe tingly. You see what happens when you go on the podcast? You talk shit because I say, but at the end of the day, you don't know what it feels like to sit right here with this motherfucker. Okay? Okay? It's not you know. Okay? Once again, babe, I love you to death. Thank you for being on the Potty Waddy Too Hottie.
That's right.
Josh, I love you too.
Love you,
man.
Bro.
You're my groomsman.
I love both of you guys.
You're my groomsman, bro.
Hey, man, I'm in it.
I'm in there like, what?
Swimwear.
Ah! My boy.
This is honestly a really fun episode.
It was.
She was making fun of that one. This is over here doing it.
Hey, in the beginning, she was I'm so nervous, bullshit.
Before we end, I'm going to do the most sexual noise.
Hit one. Hit up.
Get me out of here.
Do you know that you're not going to review this after right, it's yeah, edited,
no, no,
right?
No.
All right, I don't want to hear no. Let me see it before you post it. It's going up.
Okay.
Just kidding, baby. Thank you so much for being on La Platica. I really appreciate you, Karen Saraigo Gonzalez.
Robles.
Whoa. Do you know what's my nickname to you? You know that? Do you know?
No.
Sarah.
Huh?
Sarah.
Sarah Lee?
Sarah Lee.
You called me Sarah Lee. Wait, why Sarah Lee? I don't know.
It's a brand of bread.
It's a brand of cheesecake at the grocery store.
I know Sarah Lee.
Sarah Lee bread. Yeah. So I was like, Sarah Lee. Because sometimes people like that follow Karen. Obviously, we've been doing social media for quite some time now. Yeah. I think we're considered
OGs.
What you call OGs.
Triple OGs.
Yeah. And throughout our OG lifestyle, we've encountered people that would call, like, kind of butcher her name.
Sarah Two.
Sabrina. They think that the two I's at the end are Roman numerals.
Sarah Deuce.
But we love it all. It doesn't matter.
I respond to it all. I'm like,
some of the people. No, but like, what the reason why I call her Sarah Lee is because. There's a lot of people that sometimes, not a lot, but every blue moon, there's somebody that comes up to her and says, Sarah, because her name is Sarai.
Yeah.
Sarai.
Yeah.
Could be hard to say if you don't speak Spanish. Sarai could be hard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't blame people for calling her Sarah.
Yeah.
But they call her Sarah. So now I call her Sarah, but I call her Sarah Lee, because that's the brand of the bread.
As a Sarai or any middle name that has like an I, you will always encounter someone butchering it.
Yeah.
In America, yeah. If you go to like South America or Mexico or wherever, they get it. But here, it's when they say Sarai, Sahari, Sahara, Sarah too.
Sriracha. Yeah, even for myself, like
Sriracha.
My name is, oh my gosh.
Sabrina.
Who's Sabrina?
So I'm gonna call Sabrina. She's in elevator. She said, "Your aunt loves Sabrina."
No.
I said yes.
Yeah. Now that's the thing. Like, they always butcher, but she'll be like, Yeah, that's me. You know, like, because
that's me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You understood what they're saying. You get what they're implying. Just
no, who cares if they say your name right? They recognize you.
It's all love at the end of the day.
Sarah,
too.
I have 45 seconds to end this podcast.
Wow, this is a good one, man. This is a good one.
Yes, it was.
A good one.
2 hours?
It's close.
Sarah Lee, thank you so much.
Sarah Lee.
I love you. I will give you sexy time tonight for this. Josh Leyva.
God, I'm so single.
An amazing episode.
Love it.
Episode
love
73. It.
Yes, sir.
Once again, you guys can catch us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or here on the wonderful world of YouTube where you can see our beautiful faces. You already know what the drill is. Subscribe to the channel. And once again, un aplauso.
One more shot.
One last shot,
but we might not be on air because it is done. Have a good day. Mondays don't suck. We love you guys. Un besito y un virtual hug. Nos vemos en la próxima plática. Adios. Damn, I didn't say it.
The title card's over all of this.
I got the audio though.